Picks, we told you to leave - heavily armed police descend on Canadian truckers. By AP and Jack Montgomery on February 19, 2022. Ottawa, Ontario, AP, police aggressively pushed back protesters. Took control of some trucks and advanced toward Parliament on Saturday after arresting more than 100 people and towing away vehicles in Canada's besieged capital. Scores of trucks left under the increasing pressure, raising authorities' hopes for an end to the three-week protest against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Police in tactical gear quickly gained ground Saturday on the second full day of one of the biggest police enforcement actions in Canada's history, with officers drawn from around the country. Overnight, authorities towed trucks from areas where they had taken control in Ottawa's downtown core. Authorities advanced to the front of Parliament Hill, which has been occupied by trucks and protesters since late last month. Ottawa police addressed the protesters in a tweet, "We told you to leave. We gave you time to leave. We were slow and methodical, yet you were assaultive and aggressive with officers and the horses. Based on your behavior, we are responding by including helmets and batons for our safety." However, convoy organizer BJ Deek alleged on Friday that police were in fact boxing in protesters and not allowing people to leave in peace, accusing them of deliberately escalating the situation in order to guarantee mass arrests. Police said one protester launched a gas canister and was arrested as they advanced. Police said protesters continued to launch gas at police. By Friday evening, at least 100 people had been arrested, mostly on mischief charges, and nearly two dozen vehicles had been towed, including all of those blocking one of the city's major streets, authorities said. One officer had a minor injury, but no protesters were hurt, interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell said. Those arrested included four protest leaders. One received bail while the others remained jailed. The crackdown on the Freedom Convoy began Friday morning, when hundreds of police, some in riot gear and some carrying automatic weapons, descended into the protest zone and began leading demonstrators away in handcuffs through the snowy streets as holdout truckers blared their horns. The capital and its paralyzed streets represented the movement's last stronghold after weeks of demonstrations and blockades that shut down border crossings into the U.S. and created one of the most serious deaths yet for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. They also shook Canada's reputation for civility, with some blaming America's influence. The Freedom Convoy demonstrations initially focused on Canada's vaccine requirement for truckers entering the country but soon morphed into a broad attack on COVID-19 restrictions and Trudeau's government. Ottawa residents complained of being harassed and intimidated by the truckers and obtained a court injunction to stop their incessant honking. Trudeau portrayed the protesters as members of a fringe element. Canadians have largely embraced the country's COVID-19 restrictions, with the vast majority vaccinated, including an estimated 90% of the nation's truckers. The biggest border blockade, at the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, disrupted the flow of auto parts between the two countries and forced the industry to curtail production. Authorities lifted the siege last weekend after arresting dozens of protesters. The final border blockade, in Manitoba, across from North Dakota, ended peacefully on Wednesday. The protests have been cheered on and received donations from conservatives in the U.S. Gillies reported from Toronto. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.